Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, funded by the tobacco settlement, keeps moving forward, helping newer farmers take that next step. Bill McCloskey, Deputy Director of the Governor's Office of Ag Policy.
The Kentucky Ag Finance Board did meet and reviewed and took action on 8 applications in 8 different counties involving 4 beef projects, 1 swine, 2 grain, and 1 goat. So what's interesting about the $1.2 million that was approved under the Beginning Farmer Loan Program is it was spread out all over the state.
Beginning Farmer Loans were approved in Boone, Bracken, Fulton, Greene, Harrison, Madison, Pendleton, and Shelby counties. Just as diverse were the day jobs of these applicants who want to keep farming in their future.
Applicants were from construction worker to mechanics to veterinarians to a firefighter and a medic. So that's typically what we see is a beginning farmer applicant has the off-farm job, then farms part-time, normally close to the family farm where they can share equipment and labor.
McCloskey says KAFC works with commercial lenders assisting with lower interest money to make these beginning farmer loans possible. We'll be right back.
I'm that guy, the one who never finished high school, worked for a company that shut down, the guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes, and I saw opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? Now I'm that guy.
Text MYGOAL to 74700 for free Kentucky Adult Education Skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
KAFC's Bill McCloskey says beginning farmer loans may be utilized for purchasing livestock, equipment, or ag facilities and farm real estate. He says the program is making a difference.
We've now reached a milestone in Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation in that we have over 500 loans on the books. And of that, 506 loans represents $52 million, with close to 34 are beginning farmer loans.
He says UK economic analysts did a survey in 2015 of commercial loan officers who've partnered with KAFC on making these loans possible.
And their response was that 75% of the loan officers indicated that without Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, they wouldn't be able to do the beginning farmer loans that they had on the books.
McCloskey says farmers interested in learning more should contact their local lenders. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.